Well, it's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how's it going?
All right, there. It's another lovely weekend in paradise, so here we go again into another week.
As they say. And Edderton Road, what's the latest on the closure there?
People will be aware, there's 8 kilometres of Edderton Road, which has historically been the highest recorded crash history and greatest cluster crash in the Shire.
Right.
So it's actually been upgraded and to standard, to the mine affected road standard. So it'll have long-term benefits to the community. Council's received funding from round 5 of the New South Wales Resources to Region mine-affected roads area, which will upgrade another 2 kilometres of the road, which will follow on from the Stage 2 work. So the people will be aware of the BHP, under their mining agreement, relocated Edderton Road and did about 4.5 kilometres, I think, of Edderton Road. Now, there's another 1.2 being done right now, which is the Stage 2 going past their new heavy vehicle entrance. Now, this is on another additional 2 kilometres to this, and KCE will be doing the work. There will be traffic control in, so we just ask everyone's patience with regard to that while that road works, necessary road works happens.
So, did they give a rough estimate of how long it's going to take?
The whole of Edderton Road could take 14 months.
Okay. The animal shelter, the tender has been awarded, has it?
Finally, like the whole community has been waiting for this new animal shelter. The council, I must admit, we've been promising a long time. We're finally getting there. So the DA was approved in October at an ordinary council meeting, and the tender was awarded on February of this year at another ordinary council meeting. So it'll be a multi-purpose facility, which will include an animal shelter with deposit pens, adoption and private boarding kennels, and seized and stray animal kennels. There'll be a dog park, a stock pound, a nursery, and the sustainability hub. That's a lovely word to put yourself around on the morning, which is currently located near Olympic Park. Will be relocated from there out to beside the animal shelter out near the barn out there on Sydney Street.
Yep.
The estimated cost for this new animal shelter is $2.5 million.
Well, it'll be a busy one because you see lost dog notifications, you know, or found dog notifications on the local social media fairly regularly. So they'll have their work cut out for them just keeping up with that.
Yeah, and the existing animal shelter is very long in the tooth. We've always had trouble with parvos and trying to manage parvo's disease.
Yeah,
with the dogs there, this will be certainly a welcome addition to the town. And it's located near the vet, so hopefully, you never know, you might get someone who's come to the vets and said, oh, I just might see what adopted dogs are available. And wander over and see if they can find a lovely pooch they can give home to.
Very convenient place for it. And lastly, the winners have been announced for the Muswellbrook Art Prize.
Yeah, so we had the Muswellbrook Art Prize winners presentation on Saturday night, a lovely evening had by all, I must admit. And the adjudicator, Loretta Morton, has announced the three, another lovely word to bear here, acquisitive winners.
Right.
Of the Muswellbrook Art Prize, which basically means the works of art that are within the prize can be purchased.
Oh, and
there's
okay.
A prize list at the front door.
Right. Well, and they've won a handy prize, each of them, too.
The painting prize, which was $50,000, and I should thank Bengala Mine as a major sponsor for this thing, and have been doing it for, I believe, quite some time, 26 years or something like that.
Which wow.
Is, for a sponsor to be involved in something like this, Bengala is a very community-spirited operation.
Oh, they are, for sure.
So $50,000 for Sally Stokes for the painting prize, which her painting was entitled Somewhere Deep Within, on oil, if I know my art well enough. I don't put a hand on heart on that. The ceramics was a $10,000 prize, which is to Sassy Park, which is apothecary jars, which is a collection of all different shapes and jars, and that lovely duckhead blue and white with, as if it was, you know, there's eye of Newton, hair of dog, and all the rest of it within them, which is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 10,000 works on paper by Cleo Wilkerson, which is called Then 4, in the 4 being in Roman numerals. But I thoroughly recommend that people go along and have a look at the exhibition. And I also have the opportunity to vote for the People's Prize, and whoever wins that particular prize will get $1,000 as well. So it'll be on exhibition till the 2nd of May, so I recommend everyone go along and have a look.
From a man who has been regularly described as a piece of modern art himself, Rod Scholes, thank you very much for joining us, mate. We look forward to speaking next week.
Yeah, definitely Picasso.
Thank you, Rod.
Very much.